Have no anxiety, but in everything by prayer let your petitions be made known to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I said earlier, today is known as Gaudete Sunday, this third Sunday of Advent. It is one of two Sundays in the entire liturgical year where the Church allows the use of rose vestments. Contrary to the other Sundays of Advent, flowers adorn the altar, and the organ can be played to accompany the Mass. And these are all expressions, externalizations, if you want, of the gathering excitement of Holy Mother Church at the proximity of the birthday of our Lord, the birthday of her Savior and her bridegroom at Christmas. So likewise, it expresses, or it should express, the steadily increasing gladness of the soul, our souls, at the coming of our Lord to them at this Christmas. We have by this time passed the halfway point. And so this Sunday is something of an encouragement for us to keep faithful to that spirit of Advent, because it is not yet Christmas. We are closer, yes, but it's not Christmas itself. This joy that is being expressed, that is gathering, is more felt. And it is expressed today, but it is still Advent. And this time of Advent is one of silence. It's a time for quieting the soul, for a time for meditation, for a greater recollection of soul. And to a certain extent, a time for an appropriate penance. To be sure, not the penance of Lent, but nevertheless something by which the soul is making straight those crooked roads for the coming Savior. Have no anxiety. That's the words in the introit and from the epistle. Have no anxiety. That's Holy Mother the Church speaking to every one of us. And through her, that's Christ speaking to your soul. Have no anxiety. We don't have to look very far to see the immense amount of turmoil, distractions that are around us. But at the end of the day, what do those things matter in the light of eternity? When we put everything in its proper perspective, what do those things matter? So many martyrs in the history of the Church faced turmoil. And yet, they were true to these words, have no anxiety. These words and this Sunday is a call to confidence. It is a time for us to increase, to ask for an increase in the spirit of faith, in the spirit of hope. Because if God is for us, St. Paul says, who can be against us? What are we really aiming for? What is our purpose? What do we really have to be anxious over if God is for us? It can be a very difficult challenge to our human nature to have this confidence. It can be an extremely difficult challenge to keep one's peace of soul in face of so much that seems to go against God, that goes against our purpose. And there are sometimes things that are outside of our control, but nevertheless, they affect us. We feel them within us. How many can say, perhaps some among you, no one knows that I'm sick. No one knows that I have no family, no friends. No one knows that I've lost my job. No one knows that my spouse hates me. No one knows that my children are out of control or are apostatizing. But our Lord calls out to our souls, especially in the times when they are shaken by these things beyond our control, saying, by prayer, let your petitions be made known to God. No one should ever treat prayer as la formula, a recipe, the steps to be used, the ingredients, as it were, measurements, and the time it takes to get the desired product. That is to treat prayer as this mechanical exercise, something like a mathematical equation. And it's not that. Prayer, we should know from our catechism, is this lifting up of the mind and heart to God. In a word, it is talking to God. When you talk to a friend, a relative, you don't measure or quantify what you say, because it's an opening of your own heart to this other heart. So that should be the case for our prayer as well. Talking to God, or to Our Lady, or to a saint that you have devotion to. And there are many things to pray for. The grace of final perseverance. How many of you know what final perseverance means? Praying to maintain the life of grace in the soul. You don't have a guarantee that you'll have a priest to go to at the drop of a hat for confession. How important it is to maintain that life of grace. Praying to be making conscious efforts to be pleasing to God in every aspect of your life, not just when you come to Mass on Sundays, but in the workplace, in your homes. Praying to be faithful to your duties of state, humdrum though they may be. Praying for the health and safety, not only of yourself, but of your family, your friends. There's nothing wrong to pray with praying for health. It's a good. Praying for tranquility in the civil domains. And certainly we have a lot of occasions to pray for that. Sometimes our prayer is simply offering to God what is properly ours. And what belongs to us but our nothingness, our sins even. That's ours. That's our property. We can put a trademark on that. Copyright notice. Because all good comes from God. And any good you have or your neighbor has is something that is on loan from God. So what is ours? What belongs to us by right but our nothingness and our sins? And offering that to God, offering what is truly ours to Him, is effecting, we may say, the purchasing by our nothingness, the all of God. Because that's what we're made for. At other times, our prayer is to receive, not to fabricate, not to create, not to give as a creator, but to receive as the creature we are. To receive as a soul that has been created and redeemed by God. To receive as a son or daughter of God. Sister Elizabeth of the Trinity was a Carmelite nun. She died not long after the time of Pius X. In one of her letters, she counsels her reader, receive all crosses, joys, trials, consolations, etc. Receive all from the Master as a sacrament. Now, to be sure, before anyone gets antsy in their seat that the priest had said something not true, we know that a sacrament is a visible sign instituted by Christ to give grace. And there are seven sacraments, strictly speaking, that Christ instituted. But in the broad sense, God is able to use anything, because He's almighty, to give grace. An example, a car crash on I-49 can be the grace of a conversion that is given to someone not Catholic. Strictly speaking, that's not a sacrament, but it's something God uses to give a grace. So why does it have to be dramatic? Why can't it be the simple, the everyday things that come to us providentially, that come to us by the providence of God? Or if we replace that word providence with fatherhood, it comes to us by the fatherhood of God, that God wants to give Himself to your soul in this way. This person that gets under your skin, this circumstance that you do everything you can to tolerate. God may be desiring to give Himself to you in this way. And so your prayer is to receive His all into your nothingness. This spirit of reception, an open door policy, if you want, to what God wants to give to you. In this remaining time that we have for this season of Advent, keep in prayer with Our Lady. She says very, very little in this time. But her heart, her immaculate heart, is always active, always engaged in this prayer to God. This spirit of offering everything and receiving everything. Go and put yourself in her school. Put yourself in her class, that she may form you, that she may teach you this spirit, that you may imitate her example, that you yourselves would be receiving in this capacity as a son or daughter of God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.